The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 2-1 in conference play and 4-2 overall. Iowa visits Purdue on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you'd like to make an opening statement, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure, yeah. We were, you know, real pleased to get the victory on Saturday. It was a really hard-fought win, good environment in Minnesota. And, yeah, it's proud of the way our team played. They really competed hard and got it done. So, you know, we got back here and worked on correcting some mistakes and turn our sights towards Purdue. We're traveling again, so back-to-back road games and playing Purdue. It's coming off a real impressive overtime win at Illinois.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Brian Bennett, ESPN.com.
Kirk, just wondering what your stance was on the proposal issued last week about the early signing dates in college football.
Yeah, I mean, fill me in. I kind of just basically it's a December and February. Is that correct?
Or is there I think there were two, and one was in July. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, just in general terms, I'm in favor of some form of early signing. So early July or June, but at one point they were talking about it all. Anyway, so in general terms, I'm all for it. I think it's much needed. And the two key, I think, components of this whole thing, none of us as college coaches have to offer a scholarship to an individual. More importantly, none of the prospects have to accept an offer. So, you know, a kid could still wait until, you know, August before he decides where he's going to go to school, and that doesn't change. And, you know, so the most important thing in recruiting is, you know, the prospect find the right place, and if it takes him till August, he still has that option.
And being able to offer earlier official visits along with that proposal, would that help you guys at all with in terms of where you're located and getting guys on your campus in the spring?
Yeah, I'm 100% for that, and the reason being, and I can't not have to look it up, but probably about 5 years ago, prospects just started traveling. You know, and the thing I remember, I'm trying to remember, is a young man from Minnesota who was here our first Saturday of spring practice. So it was, you know, late March, and he was here with his dad. And since that time, it just seems like, you know, if you offer somebody, typically they'll try to get to your campus. And that's not easy for people that come from distance. So the reality is prospects and families are traveling right now. So I don't know why we should have to wait till December, January, or, you know, even the season, because in season visits are a total pain in the butt. And they I think they really cheat the prospect of a lot of important things on the visit. So, you know, to me it makes perfect sense. And our lives are already screwed up. And ours being college coaches, you know, they're already just, you know, it's all turned over anyway in March, April, May, June. So, you know, what's a little bit more activity?
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you have a question, something by star, then the number one. Your next question is from Lee Brocknick, Omaha World Herald.
Kirk, since you guys appear to be perpetually locked into an 11 a.m. kickoff time, how much does having morning practices help you deal with that?
You know, it's funny, Lee, when I came back here, you know, 17-plus years ago, that was my first experience. And you know, when I left here in 89, we weren't doing that. Just about everything was 1 o'clock, or else you got that late shift.
Right.
That's back when there was one game, you know, a day on TV or two games a day. It was a big deal to be on TV. So anyway, long story short, I mean, it's kind of commonplace the last 20 years or, you know, however many years it's been. And last year's the first year we did the morning practices. So, you know, in theory, I'd like to think it would help you. Although up until last week, you know, we hadn't played very well on 11 o'clock kickoffs. Ironically, we were playing better at night. So, you know, in this the way I tell our players, I just said, you know, with college football, you might be kicking off at 11, noon, 2:30, 3:30, 6, 5:30, 8, 7. So, you know, bottom line is you got all week to get ready for it. And, you know, if you want to make it an excuse, then you can do that.
Okay. Thanks, Kirk.
Thanks, Lee. Mm-hmm.
And again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again
okay.
next week.
Thanks very much.